Several years ago, the RFA began a tradition of awarding an industry award to a company or individual that has done something remarkable throughout that year to advance the industry's growth agenda. And this year, the RFA's industry award is being presented to Quad County corn processors. As many of you know, Quad County this year commercialized cellulosic ethanol technology, processing corn fiber into ethanol. What they did was nothing short of remarkable. It demonstrates, you know, the innovation and the entrepreneurship that so many in this room are committed to. Delane Johnson and Trevor and his shed side of the plant, that's no more, you know, no larger than my own garage, was able to crack the code that so many of us have been working on for years to break cellulose down in corn fiber and produce the fuel. I was privileged to be at their grand opening a few months ago as they made the juice from corn fiber for the very first time. Their cellulate technology is potentially just groundbreaking technology, and it opens a whole new set of possibilities for our industry. And so this year's RFA's Industry Award is being presented to Delane, to Travis, and the whole team at Quad County for their efforts. Come on. And this says to Delane Johnson and the team at Quad County Corn Processors, in recognition of your hard work, dedication, and ingenuity leading to the commercialization of cellulosic ethanol from corn fiber. Now, Travis, of course, is the brains behind all this, but Delane, if you'd like to say a few words.
Well, Bob is definitely correct with that statement, and that's the understatement of the day. On behalf of Quad County, I would like to say thank you to the RFA for the industry award. It's a great honor and very much appreciated. When you put a technology like this into action, there's actually a lot of people that have helped us along the way, too many to mention them all, but there are a few that I do want to thank personally while I have the opportunity. First of all, I'd like to thank Travis Brotherson for actually inventing this process and dedicating the last 4 to 5 years of his life towards making this become something more than an idea and actually becoming reality. There's been a tremendous amount of effort put into it on his behalf. I'd also like to thank Jeff Cooper and the RFA for the amount of time that they spent helping us work with EPA on getting clarification on the corn kernel fiber ruling. That did take about 4 years, but we ended up with the right result and very much appreciate their efforts with that. Also, we did get some money from Department of Energy, USDA, and Iowa Power Fund. Those grants actually helped this become reality as well. And lastly, I'd like to thank every one of the staff at Quad County. We have 38 employees, so we're very small, but it did require absolutely every one of them to put in their portion to make this as successful as it has been. We're actually very excited to be part of the Renewable Fuel Standard solution. We were able to generate approximately 700,000 D3 RINs in 2014. And what's really neat about that is this technology has the ability to generate 2 billion gallons of additional ethanol out of the same amount of corn we process if it were adopted in the existing dry grind ethanol plants. When you look at the cellulosic standards, that's a significant boost and takes us a long ways towards where we need to be over the next few years. So it truly is an opportunity. The other part that's interesting is when we hear them talk about corn starch not necessarily being enjoyed politically and also by where they want to go with cellulose, it really does tie the two together. We're using the exact same feedstock and we're generating both cornstarch ethanol and cellulosic ethanol, which I think is a very important message as we go forward for support. As we go forward, I guess we're very excited to be working with Syngenta to be our marketer of the Cellerate technology. And the next step for us as Quad County is we're going to be full-scale implementing the Cellerate Plus Enogen Advantage, which should increase our capacities and reduce our energy consumption greatly, and we're going to be doing that this summer. The NEC has actually been here for 20 years, and I guess I'll be very excited to see what the transition looks like over the next 20 years. With the cellulosic technology just kicking off, I think we've got all kinds of efficiency improvements. If you can think back to the 1980s and 90s where we were at with cornstarch yields, we've improved it greatly. I think the yeast and enzyme technologies are going to improve dramatically over the next 20 years, and it'll be very, very exciting. Thank you again for the industry award. It's a very big honor.
Thank you, Delaine. Thank you, Travis. And thank each and every one of you.